Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right. Good evening. Man, I wish I could give proper attribution, but we had a caller last night. Sir, if you're listening, dial me back up. I forgot what college football slogan you used. I don't know where it came from. I know it's a college football coach's saying, but I'm with you. Just keep sawing wood, right? That's what this Royals team's doing right now, man. I'm with it. That's what I kept thinking during this game tonight. And really, as you look throughout this six-game homestand, man, just keep sawing wood. Royals win 4-3, and they earn the series victory as they continue to claw their way back to 500. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965, and we'll get right to your phone calls. But ladies and gentlemen, let's head inside that victorious clubhouse right now. It's my pleasure to welcome on the rookie right fielder for your boys in blue, Jack Caglione. Tonight, it's his first home run at Kauffman Stadium as a member of the organization. But, Jack, I want you to take me inside. Take the listeners, the fan base, the 23,000 in the building tonight. Take us inside that clubhouse. How do these post-game victory celebrations compare to others that you've been a part of in your baseball life? What's it like being in the show partying after a win?
Yeah, I mean, there's not really much to describe, you know, to be honest with you. These guys, everybody cares so much about winning here. You know, I absolutely love it here. Everybody's just full bore, ready to go. And, you know, when we come back in after a win and playing the way that we have these past three games, it's been a lot of fun for sure.
What have you thought of the support you've seen here at Kauffman Stadium, both individually and, of course, the support for the team from the fans? Is, man, you've seen a lot of big crowds in your time at Kansas City.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's one thing that, you know, I absolutely love here. You know, it's honestly, aside from being able to share the field with these guys, that's got to be my favorite part. You know, just how awesome the fan base is and how they show up night in and night out. You know, they bring the energy and, you know, we all feel it in the dugout and we all appreciate it very much.
You feeling it out? You hearing it out there in right field, the support from the fans?
Yes, sir, for sure.
Did you know it off the bat today, second inning? You know that thing was gone?
I'm not going to lie to you. I knew I hit it well. You know, Kauffman plays really big. And since I hadn't done it before, I didn't know if it hit off the wall or something. So I just kind of booked it out the box. And, you know, I noticed when the outfielder stopped running. So it was a good feeling.
I had so many people stop by my booth where I'm doing this show at right now talking about how, man, I'm so glad I was here. I'll never forget being in the building for Cags' first home run. Jack, final thing for you. Did you know that it was a wrap when Michael hit that leadoff single in the ninth inning? Were you feeling it too?
Oh, 100%. 100%. You know, and then Sal comes up and does what Sal does. And it's first and second. You know, my only thought that AB was I just got to get Michael to third. You know, and Loppy's. You know, he's on fire right now. So yeah. I felt really good no matter what. Just get a ball in the air, move Michael over, and, you know, this game will be over, and that's exactly what happened.
Did your job. Everyone executed their job in the ninth. Seth Lugo obviously executing his to start the game. Now, this is the final question. Man, I want to know what it's like. I got to imagine it's kind of like what it felt like at Florida, driving to the ballpark every day knowing that the dude on the hill is going to give you a really good chance of winning.
Oh, it's an unbelievable feeling. I mean, this staff has been incredible all year. You know, everybody goes deep into games. You know, every day we know that we have a pretty dang good chance to win with whoever's out there.
No doubt about it. Jack, great job tonight. And always remember, man, you got millions of people supporting you, not only this year, but moving forward in Kansas City, man. Great job. Get back in there and celebrate.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
There you go. That's the 22-year-old rookie, Jack Caglione, who tonight connects on his first home run here at Kauffman Stadium. Phone lines are open for you, ladies and gentlemen. Let's have a good time tonight. You know, I mentioned it there to Jack in the ninth inning when Michael Garcia takes that 1-1 offering and blisters it into left field. I got to be honest. Well, I'm always honest with you. I haven't had that feeling really since the first few weeks of the season. The feeling that we all remember from the championship run of 2015, that if it's a close game and the Royals get the leadoff man on, it's a wrap. They're going to execute. They're going to walk away with the victory. You have the better bullpen, and offensively, you know the guys are going to get the job done. I haven't felt that lately. But tonight, maybe it's the way that the big bats have been swinging it over the past week. Right, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi came into tonight all with an OPS north of 1,000 over the past seven games. So maybe it's that, maybe. But when Michael got on, man, I haven't felt that confident in this bunch in a long time. Maybe pre-Vinny injury 2024. It was a great feeling. I hope you felt it as well. If you were one of the 23,000 in the building, let's hear from you. Let's talk about it. Royals. 45-48 on the season. Just keep sawing wood, right? Let's go to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Jared and Gunner from Blue Springs. Kind enough to dial us up after a 4-3 walk-off victory, courtesy of the bat of Nick Lofton. What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Vern, what's going on?
How you doing, Vern?
Doing great, buddy. Were you guys in the building tonight?
Yes, sir. Hey, long-time listener, second-time caller. Thank you to the hardest-working man in baseball, Vern.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
Well, that ain't me. I can tell you that right now, but I appreciate the kind words.
Hey, tonight was absolutely amazing. My son and I have caught probably 10 games this year, and I know there's a lot of people doubting what we got going on. But, man, like you said, We got to see Jack's first home run at the K tonight. You get to see really good defense overall. Lugo, besides the one mistake, had a great night. It was electric. The fans were loud. We were in it. This is just a team. I grew up a Royals fan, so I forced my son to be a Royals fan. We've been through the good, bad, and ugly, and I love this team, and I love the core that we have and the people that you can just tell are working their tails off every day. So Gunner got to see Jack this summer down in with the Naturals, and Jack came over and signed the ball for him on his birthday.
Whoa. Said happy birthday.
So Whoa. You have a lifelong. Yeah.
He also said happy birthday to me, so that's pretty cool.
They got a lot of good guys inside that clubhouse. It's a quality organization, and that's coming from somebody that is still looking for some money from this organization. They don't pay me, but I'll acknowledge they got some good people top to bottom in there.
Well, I'm not tooting your horn, Vern, but I've listened to you for years, and it's clear that you put all the work in to give us Royals fans the right information, and we really appreciate you.
Yeah, hey, my pleasure. So hey, no problem. Gunner, and,
hey,
and
hope we hope to meet you sometime in person, bro.
Yes, sir. Hey, next time you guys are in the ballpark, I'm right across from the Diamond Club. They gave me this fancy booth here at Kauffman Stadium. I'd love to meet the both of you.
Yes, sir. Go Royals.
Go Royals.
All right, take it easy. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. How about Gunner in the background? You didn't force me, Dad. I chose to be a Royals fan. I love Nicky Lopez. Great hearing from you guys. Royals win 4-3. Spike in St. Joe, I know you were in the building. I'm bringing you up because you said it a few days ago, Vern. They're finishing above 500. Spike in St. Joe. Now, maybe that's just because he was loving on Noah Cameron and the outstanding run that the St. Joe natives off to. But they haven't lost since you said that, Spike. Let's hope it continues tomorrow. And you have to feel pretty good about it. Chris Bubich on the hill making his final start before heading to Atlanta for the All-Star game. Let's go to Grayson. Speaking of St. Joe, Grayson from St. Joe, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. How's it going?
I am great. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to say all the Royals fans should be grateful for these this last week of baseball. You know, it's been a month of June was horrible, so let's all be grateful for this winning streak. Cags is going to heat up. Cags is playing horrible, and we're winning games. Our pitching staff is still elite. We got Bubich on the mound tomorrow. We're going to sweep them. Keep our heads high. Go into the break and get some momentum going. Thank you, Vern.
Yeah, thank you. Nice to hear from you, Grayson. And speaking of Jack Caglione, man, I'm really yet to sweat Cags and the struggles offensively. The talent is undeniable. And I know the talent hasn't always led to results. Certainly not. But so long as the mentals remain right, and it appears that they are, I mean, you just heard from the young man, wanted to do anything but talk about himself. Now, he mentioned there in the ninth inning, right, when we just spoke with Cags. If you missed it, don't forget, you can always download the podcast, the All Things Vern podcast, if you ever missed the postgame show. But Cags says, I just wanted to get the ball in the air. Ninth inning, two on, nobody out, tie game. I'm sitting up in the press box saying, you can do anything, even if you don't hit the ball in the air. And just don't punch out. I don't want you to hit into a double play, but I cannot stomach you punching out. No, he didn't. He drives it to deep right center field, 100 miles per hour off of the bat. I had Mason from Overland Park. He stopped by the booth after the game and pointed to that at-bat from Jack Caglione. Refusing to punch out, allowing the scoreboard to dictate your approach, and the rookie comes through and executes the job. Mason, it was nice seeing you. Andy from Midtown swung by to make sure that I gave the Guaranteed Foods player of the game to Nick Lofton. Yeah, no doubt about it. Lofton's two-run blast in the seventh inning. Answers right back. Royals were down as Seth Lugo gave up a home run in the top of the seventh inning. Made it 2-1 Pittsburgh. But then Nick Lofton answers back with a two-run blast in the bottom half of the seventh. And then in the bottom of the ninth, with a man on third and one out. Nick Lofton, you cannot punch out. Once again, he did not. Gets back-to-back fastballs away, and he guides the second one into center field. Michael Garcia comes in to score, and the Royals walk off the Pirates to take the series. The final score, 4-3. Royals have won back-to-back series for the first time in 2 months. Let's go back to the phone calls. Let's go to Joey in Blue Springs. Joey, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
What's up, Vern?
What's up, dude?
Just wanted to hop on here and tell you thank you for the tickets on Sunday. Got on the pregame show on Sunday and won the tickets for tonight's game.
Well, you won them. You don't need to thank me. You're the one that answered the question correctly. You did all the work.
I had a great time tonight. Really good game to give to.
No doubt. Yeah, good game because you'll never forget it. You know, it's Jack Caglione's first ever home run at Kauffman Stadium. You'll have that for the rest of your life, man. That's why you show up to games like this. No doubt about it. Joey, thanks for the phone call, man. Yeah, don't forget, I'm giving away Royals tickets before every game, or at least trying to give away Royals tickets before every game. 1 hour before the first pitch, I ask one trivia question. I give you 15 seconds to find the right answer. If you do it, you win the tickets. We call it the pitch clock. It happens every game day, 1 hour before the start. All right, 913-586-7965. Let's go to another duo. It's Jared and Hudson. I'm guessing driving back to Lawrence as we speak. How you two doing?
Vern, that's correct. Doing great. What's going on?
Not too much, man. Just celebrating the Royals' victory and celebrating the fact that it felt as if we all knew this was going to end in a Royals' victory, and I don't know if we've had that feeling very often this season.
Absolutely. Well, I took my son and our 8U baseball team out. Boys were fired up, and what I told those guys leaving there is baseball's a very long season. Stick with this team, ups and downs. You do it all season, Vern. We appreciate you, and go Royals, man.
Well, hang on real quick. Were you guys upper deck, like on the first base side?
Nah, we were third base side, lower deck, under the awning, kind of between the third base dugout and the foul pole.
Okay, yeah, those are good seats. All right, well, good. I'm glad you had a good time, and I appreciate the phone call. Get back safe.
Hudson, say go Royals.
Go Royals.
My man.
Thanks,
thank
Vern.
You, Hudson. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it, Jared. Now, there was a group of young baseball fans near the press box. That's why I'm pointing them out, because I could hear them. I would say a group of about a half dozen, 8, 9, 10-year-old little baseball fans. The chants for Vinny and Bobby and Nick Lofton and them just being so genuine, having so much fun with their buddies. Oh, man. Now that's the stuff that I'm already, in my element, having the time of my life, living my best life. But then you get that reminder, because that's basically me, 30 years ago, sitting out there screaming with my buddies. Oh, great night, great weather, great pitching, hitting, defense, base running. What the heck was Henry Davis thinking, running on Sal, trying to steal third there in the fifth? Did that make sense to anybody? Owen was in the building. Owen was one of the 23,000 to see the Royals take the series from the Pirates. Owen, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
I'm a long time, first time. Like, shout out to Nick Lofton. Like, great game today.
Yeah, no, exactly. I appreciate the phone call, Owen. A lot of love going the way of Nick Lofton. Again, today's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. Lofton goes 2-for-4. He's the only Royal with multiple hits tonight. Lofton, for being named Player of the Game, will receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. It'll all be delivered to the Lofton's home, courtesy of Guaranteed Foods. It has that shrimp cocktail, the filet mignon, the twice-baked potatoes with cheddar cheese, some asparagus spears, and that gourmet turtle cheesecake for dessert. Congratulations again to the walk-off hero, the Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, Nick Lofton. Let's go to Luke in Olathe. Luke, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Vern? How you doing tonight, man?
I'm great, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. This is the eighth game I've been to this year. I was 0-7 heading in. Oof. Feeling pretty down by myself. I was like, damn, I'm going to make the Royals lose tonight. And then Nick Lofton really picked me up, man. It was great to see Jack's first home run in Kauffman. Good to see him get going. I agree with you. I'm not really worried about that kid. He's super talented, super humble kid. Normally that ends up well. We saw that with Bobby.
Yeah.
So let's hope the Royals can get going here. Been a hard season. Not a bad season, I wouldn't say. We've seen a couple of those, but it's been a hard season. Let's hope we can get it going, maybe get close to .500 before the break, and then we'll see what JJ has to do at the trade deadline. Thanks for the call, Vern.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you. 16 games from now until the trade deadline. 3 weeks from Thursday, 16 games remain. 16 games to evaluate, 16 games for this group to prove to ownership and the front office that we have what it takes. Go get us some reinforcements. Thanks for the phone call, Luke, although I am imagining you begrudgingly driving to the game going, oh man, I really want to see this game, but I feel as if I'm bringing a loss with me. I'm glad that trend was bucked tonight. Royals win 4-3. They're now three games below 500, but they hand the ball to Chris Bubich in the finale as the boys go for the sweep of the last place Pirates. Phone lines are open. Again, 913-586-7965. Thanks again to Jack Caglione for dialing us up from inside that victorious clubhouse. If you're on hold, stay right there. We're taking a very quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The 1-0 pitch from the right-hander. Lined into left center field, and it's down. And here comes Garcia with the winner. Nick Lofton, who hit the 2-run home run in the 7th. He singles into left center field to win the game.
Yes, indeed. The Hall of Famer, Denny Matthews, as heard here on your home for Royals Baseball 96.5, the Fan, Nick Lofton, for the second time in his career, picks up a walk-off RBI, plates Michael Garcia, and the boys take care of the Buccos. 4-3 the final score. They'll go for the sweep tomorrow night. 6:40 for the first pitch. On Deck Show begins at 5:30 as a pair of lefties square off. A really good one in Chris Bubich. And a perfectly fine one in Bailey Falter. Royals have won 5 of 6, and they just picked up their first series win at the K in 2 months. Let's go back to the phones, and let's go to a busy carload making their way back to Wichita. Eric, Jack, Luke, all of you are on the radio right now on 96.5 The Fan. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Vern?
Another Royals dub. They're now just three games below 500, scratching and clawing their way back.
It's gonna have. That's what we're gonna have to do, I think. But we'll take it. We were here last year for Lofton's walk off, so I don't know. Maybe it's us.
Well, bring your tails back to Kauffman a little bit more often, if you can, of course.
We'll be there tomorrow. We're big Vinny fans, hoping he goes off, and yeah, we're excited.
Well, love hearing it. Enjoy your night, and we'll see you back at Kauffman tomorrow.
Sounds good. Say go Royals, guys.
Go Royals!
Vinny batting .314 since the beginning of May. Nice hearing from you guys. Let's go to Tim in the Northland. Tim, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Well, Vern, the only cold water I have on this victory is our leadoff hitter. Jonathan India is hitting just .243, just a couple home runs, 23 RBIs, and he takes the first pitch every at bat, and they're just throwing easy strikes on him, balls that he could be hitting for base hits and whatnot. I think it's time to replace this guy, at least at the top of the lineup. And if we can move him in a trade, I'd be all for that. But the rest of the game went pretty well. I've just watched Indy a lot this last week, and to me, he's just not going to be a part of this team for whatever reason, the fielding, some of his throws, and then just constantly taking strikes right over the plate, and it's just ugly. Your thoughts? I'll just stop there.
It's odd timing. I appreciate the phone call, Tim. It's odd timing because we've been saying, bemoaning the below average defense and base running and on base percentage. We've been bemoaning that about Jonathan India throughout April and May and June. Here in July, he's actually doing the things that I've been waiting for him to do, right? He's getting on base at like a .375 clip, albeit a very small sample size, right? 8 games. It's not much. And tonight he goes 0-for-4. But yeah, I mean, I've been there with Jonathan India for a while. And the stock answer when it comes to him hitting leadoff is that's what he was brought here to do. Traded for him last December and gave him the leadoff position. If they haven't taken him out of that yet, they're not going to do it when the guy has, again, an on-base percentage around .375 here in the month. You have him under team control next year, and then he's a free agent. And let's also remember, after your glowing tribute to Jonathan India, it's not necessarily the best time to try and trade someone when their own fans are sick and tired of him, and they've only known him for like 3 months. Right, Jonathan India's been here 5 minutes, and you guys want to trade him. I can't imagine that many teams are going to bang the door down to try to rip him from Kansas City. If that makes sense. Thanks for the phone call. Nice hearing from you, Tim. Let's go to Peaches. Peaches was in the building. Peaches was one of the 23,000 to watch the Royals walk off Pittsburgh. Peaches, you have a good time?
Oh, my gosh. What a great, great, great game. You know, I was thinking about Nick Lofton. I think the principle at work with him is the anti-Samson principle. Because ever since he cut his beard, man, he is on fire.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And according to Joel Goldberg, because that happened on the road, I was watching FanDuel Sports Network's Joel Goldberg said it wasn't a slump buster for Nick Lofton. It was his goatee got a little out of whack and he just had to whack the entire thing.
Yeah, I heard Goldie say the same thing. It was kind of like a happy mishap, but we're loving it. It was a fantastic game, and I think the how Sal called out the catcher interference, that was huge too. It kind of turned the tide of the game. It's just so fun to win. It beats losing, Vern.
Yeah, you said it. Hey, nice hearing from you. Hope we get to hear from you more often. Nick Lofton's homered in back-to-back games for the first time in his career. And, man, I can't tell you how many times last season I sat here and said, hey, Nick Lofton's like the nicest person you're ever going to meet. But this is the big leagues, and I need someone that can run into the occasional double. I need some extra base pop, buddy. And he wasn't delivering it. This season, he has 17 hits. 9 of them, more than half of them, have gone for extra bases. You have to be happy for Nick Lofton.
Have to be happy for Jack Caglione as well, as the rookie belts his first Kauffman Stadium home run. His third of the season, but first here in Kansas City. A 1-1 changeup left in the middle. 421, he takes that to right center field. 114 miles per hour off of the bat. You heard him when he was nice enough to dial us up earlier say, "Yeah, I wasn't totally sure off the bat if that thing was gone." Now, Q, manager Q, after the game, he said he knew it. Now, my vantage point up here in the press box, I thought that that was going to be a bullet in the gap. I thought it was going to hit the grass and bounce to the wall. You could tell it left his bat in a flash. But, I mean, it was a rod, right? 114-mile-per-hour steel rod out to right center field. So that thing just kept carrying. To me, it was a lot like Bobby's home run, Bobby's opposite field blast last night, where it's just different power, different carry when you're that strong. 913-586-7965. We'll head inside the Royals clubhouse coming up in a moment. We'll hear what Seth Lugo had to say. Lugo picks up his 10th quality start of the season. Does not factor into the decision, but he did pitch his tail off, didn't he? Let's go to Kennedy in Harrisonville. Kennedy, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. How you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing very well. I went up to the game tonight with my buddy Dylan. We were a couple rows back behind the Pirates dugout. I just wanted to start out by saying, wow, the Jack home run, that was magnificent. Yeah. Looked like a double from our seats, and it was just a line drive out of there. It's kind of crazy how that ball just flies out of Kauffman in these warm months.
Right, right.
But just a lot of fun tonight. Like you've been saying on the show already, I just felt really good once Mikel got on base. Not a feeling I felt much this season, but it just felt good from the start. And I'll end you with this, and I'll get off the phone. Last Sunday, you had a caller after the Dodgers game saying it's not over till it's over, till the Royals are eliminated, and we're all about that until the end. And Vern, I'm here to reiterate that point that we are here until the Royals are eliminated, and it's not over till it's over. You have a great rest of your night. Let's go Royals.
My man, thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate it. Does anyone talk trash to Tommy Pham? Like, were any of the 23,000 in the building, at least any of you listening, were any of you guys posted up out there in left field? Or is it so well known that that man is not to be trifled with that no one says anything? Even your normal, you know, you're a bum left field, you know, whatever it is. The barbs that have been thrown out at ball players for decades. Anyone doing that with Tommy Pham, or is there like a sign up of, you know, he's not the one? Curious about that. Let me know. 913-586-7965. I see Jacob Wilson, the Rookie of the Year frontrunner, the American League All-Star starting shortstop. Jay Binkley informs me that, Jacob Wilson left the game tonight after being hit by a pitch. Hate to see it. I think I really should end it there. You hate to see such a great ball player leave a game like that, but who knows? We'll see who starts next Tuesday's All-Star game. Nice hearing from you, Kennedy. Let's go to Graham, who's in Shawnee. Graham, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how are you?
Great. What's going on, buddy?
I was in the ballpark tonight. It was a great game.
Sure.
But I think the thing that no one's talking about, one is Lugo pitching, but also the bobblehead that they gave away tonight was very sick.
The Cole Reagans one, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, their giveaways are strong, man. You know, they got like Charlie Hustle t-shirts now. It's not those ones that automatically shrink like it were, you know, a decade ago. It's high quality stuff because they got to earn your entertainment dollar, man. There's just too many options nowadays. They gotta spruce it up, and I think they're doing a pretty good job. You got that Hosmer bobblehead coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad you grabbed one, man. Good to hear. And you're right about Seth Lugo. He deserves a lot of love.
Yeah. I think he should maybe get the win.
Yeah, well, you know, the win, whatever. Don't worry about that statistic, but that's just not how it works, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, nice talking to you. Good hearing from you again, Graham. Thanks for the phone call, buddy. Seth Lugo, by the way, six innings of two-run baseball. I mentioned that. But tonight was his 50th start as a Kansas City Royal. He's the 55th pitcher in franchise history to make 50 starts as a Kansas City Royal. But he's the only one to reach that mark, 50 starts, with a sub-3 ERA. The only one. 2.9 ERA for Seth Lugo across his first 50 starts in Royal Blue. I mean, the guy that he's taking that record from was a part of the inaugural Royals ball club. Roger Nelson, back in 1969, his first 50 starts, he had an ERA just a shade above 3. But Seth Lugo's come through and just blasted that out of the water. And he's also punching dudes out, right? 5 strikeouts tonight. 5 strikeouts, 1 walk for Lugo. 50 starts in. There's only been 3 pitchers in this franchise's history with more strikeouts than Lugo. It's Cole Reagans, James Shields, and David Cohn. That's a pretty good group to be a part of. Bottom line, Seth Lugo is off to arguably the best starts, regular season starts, that we've seen in, how far back do you want to go? Reagans, Shields, Cohn. We going back to the 80s, the 70s. The numbers say he's in a small group off to arguably the greatest start in Royals franchise history. Let's hear what he had to say after the game to the microphones of FanDuel Sports Network.
I think it starts with the road trip we just came off, being back to playing resilient baseball and, going hard all 9 innings. And, that's what we did tonight. I didn't feel like I had the best stuff or best command, but, I got into the 7th. Obviously wish could have got through that, a little smoother, but, I knew the bullpen was fresh, so. Try to stay on the attack and, try to put pressure on their offense. But, we came out with a win, so that's most important.
Seth, as a vet, to see Jack Caglione come through in a big spot there, how important was that, not only for you to go back on the mound, but for the entire dugout to support him like that?
Yeah, I mean, he's been, not having the best time, but he's showing up every day and putting in the work, and for him to have the home run and then a big sack fly there in the 9th inning, he's putting up better at bats. I think he's starting to understand, what it's like to play at this level, and it's great to see. He's really important to this team.
All right, there you go. That is Seth Lugo, again, courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. Let's go back to the phone calls. Royals win 4-3. We go to Matt from Houston, Texas. Matt, what's happening?
Hey, Vern. Hope you're doing well tonight. Great Royals win. Yes. I called in for the first time in about 10 years during the Dodgers series. Sure. My brother Colin loves to call in as well, so I figured I'd just give you a shout. And I'd be lying if I said I didn't love being this guy, because I kind of do, but I wanted to pour a little cold water on it all. Just kind of, I was looking at the standings, and it's just a tough spot that the Royals have found themselves in. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm sure a lot of people in 2014 were poo-pooing it as well. But, with the trade deadline coming up, I'm just concerned we're going to win ourselves into a pretty awkward position in a world where, as a small market club, to win, I feel like you got to build a really deep roster, no holes or very few holes, with a ton of great players. I think we have the great players, love Cags, love Bobby, love Reagans, love Bubich. But I just think we could really benefit ourselves by taking, a few players off this roster before the deadline to really shore up everything heading towards a successful season next year. That doesn't mean that we can't win as well this year, but I worry if it keeps up in this fashion, we're going to get led a bit astray and not be able to really compete with the big dogs when it matters most. But that's kind of my piece. Always love talking to you.
Yeah, nice hearing from you, Matt. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Ray. Ray was in the building tonight to watch the Royals pick up win number 45 on the season. Ray, what stands out to you?
Hey, Vern, Lugo, I love that guy. He's a horse, and I got a little nervous when Lucas got in a pinch. Q stuck with him. He didn't have anybody up in the pen. He says, you got to do it, and he did it.
Yeah.
And we pulled it off. My question is, how big a broom can I take out there tomorrow?
Oh, man, if that's a real question, I don't have the answer. If it's a fun, we're
I'll
having a joke
up.
Question, bring the biggest one you got. Thanks for the phone call. Royals win 4-3. We take our final timeout. Get right back to your phone calls after this.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
1-1 pitch. Caglione hits a drive out into the gap in right center field. That's in the alley and gone. Caglione. First home run at Kauffman Stadium. Kind of a sinking line drive. And it went out of the shadows around home plate and over the wall and brightly lit by the sun right center field.
That's the Hall of Famer, Denny Matthews, bringing you home run number one from the 22-year-old rookie Jack Caglione. If you missed it, Cags was nice enough to dial us up on the postgame show a little earlier. If you missed it, find it on the Odyssey app or really wherever you get your podcasts. Just search All Things Vern. So Cags, a leadoff home run there in the second inning, put the Royals up 1-0. That 1-0 lead would last until the fourth when O'Neill Cruz gets his A swing off on a 2-1 curveball out over the dish from Seth Lugo, and he crushes it. 458 feet for his 16th home run of the season, and we're knotted up at one apiece. A 1-1 tie would last until the top of the seventh inning. Lugo comes out at just 79 pitches. He's back out for the seventh. And on the third pitch of the seventh inning, he gets, he leaves the second slurve that he throws Nick Gonzalez. He leaves the second one in the middle of the plate. Now, the first one was in the middle of the dish as well, but he fouled it off. Two pitches later, he throws it to him again. And, this one wasn't fouled off. No, it went 427 feet to dead center field. One of those blasts where Kyle Isbell just turns his back to the infield and runs to the wall, hoping that when he turns around again, he's going to have a shot. Unfortunately, he did not. Nick Gonzalez, his fourth home run of the season, put the Bucks up 2-1. But the Royals answer in the bottom of the seventh as Nick Lofton hits his third home run of the season, his second in as many nights, and the boys are back in front, back with that one-run lead they had dating back to the second inning. 3-2 Royals at the end of seven. Yeah, eighth inning, as a previous caller mentioned, Lucas Ursig and Salvador Perez kind of gift wrap the tying run for the Bucks, and it's 3-3 heading to the bottom of the eighth, heading to the bottom of the ninth. And in the bottom of the ninth inning, with the game knotted up, Michael Garcia takes a 1-1 slider left in the middle by right-handed reliever Dennis Santana. He takes it into left field. Salvi, then, with two strikes, gets 93 on the black away. He yanks it into left field. 2-1 with nobody out. Jack Caglione refuses to punch out. Blast one to deep right center field. That's a flyout, but it allows Michael Garcia to tag up and move up to third base. Runners on the corners with one out. Nick Lofton put the ball in play. He did. He guides one into center field. Michael comes in to score, and the Royals are victorious. 4-3, your final score. After the game, Nick Lofton, our Guaranteed Foods player of the game, got a gift even, you know, right there on par with the Guaranteed Foods player of the game. He received the Joel Goldberg treatment on the field on FanDuel Sports Network.
Yeah, just trying to find a good pitch to hit, put a good swing on it, and let whatever happens, happens. And was very fortunate the ball fell, and we were able to win another game.
You looked like the guy. You had the look of a guy with the way your swings have been lately that expected to win the game there in that spot. Did you have that confidence?
I always have that confidence, whether the swing feels good or bad. You know, I go up there to compete and look for good pitches to hit and put my best swing on it.
What's working so well for you right now? Another home run, back-to-back games with home runs, and back-to-back big nights.
Yeah, just being super confident up there, putting my best swings up there, and, you know, just being on time with the heater.
It's amazing how quickly this game can change. You guys struggled to win last month. You're only one. Now you've got two. Everything is going right collectively, not just you. What's the difference?
We're just going out there and competing. We're preparing the best we could possibly prepare every single day. And we're going out there and competing to the best of our ability. So,
do I have to ask you a shaving question every night? Because everyone wants to know.
You might as well.
It looks like you got some stubble. Is that from this morning or a couple days worth?
Yeah, I haven't shaved yet, so might have to shave again tonight.
Do whatever you got to do to win the game. Superstition or not, great job again, Nick.
Thanks, Joel. Appreciate you.
Oh, great job. Great job, Joel Goldberg. Even better job, Nick Lofton. Royals win 4-3. They hit a pair of home runs at home again. I know that shouldn't be headline news, but it is. The boys have hit multiple home runs in each of their last three games. If you've been watching this season, you know they haven't done that all season. I haven't done that since last August. Royals win 4-3. The first home run from Jack Caglione, the second from Nick Lofton. To me, Cags' first Kauffman Stadium home run. Yeah, I mean, right, that's the MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. That's what we're always going to remember. With all due respect to Nick Lofton, yeah, Cags' first home run, that's what we're going to see when he makes the All-Star team, when he becomes a Royals Hall of Famer. You're going to see that home run, right? With Denny on the call on the radio, Ryan on television. Yeah, that's the MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. Brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Let's go back to the calls. And Kathy in Los Angeles. Kathy, you're on 96.5 The Fan. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm just sitting here watching the Padre game, hoping they'll win tonight, because since the Royals won and the Dodgers have lost five in a row, and hoping that the Padres win tonight. And as much as I kind of really wanted Freddie Fermin to come over to the Padres, I'm so glad that the Royals are doing so much better now, so that the Royals are going to be buyers now. You know, because I really, really want them to go to the playoffs this year again, because I'm just so happy. I told you, you got to have hope, Vern. You got to have hope.
No, you're right. And no, you've always said that, Kathy, and you maintain hope, and that's why we love you. That's why we're glad to have you. Thanks for the phone call. Yeah. There you go. Kathy checking in from the West Coast. Text line's open for you as well, 913-586-7965. I see Carol from Lee Summit breaking the bad news to us that Michael Garcia has been snubbed again. Rays third baseman Junior Caminero has been named the All-Star Game replacement for Alex Bregman. Carol, thanks for listening, and thanks for the update. Appreciate it. Hey, let's go to Dan in KCK. Dan, you're on 96.5 The Fan. How are you, pal?
I'm doing great, Josh. How you doing? Yeah, it was a great win by the Royals. Nick Lofton tonight with a two-run home run and the game winner, and Jack with his first Kauffman Stadium home run, and I'll be looking forward to my Special Olympics to be at the game Friday. First, I'll be going to Applebee's downtown in Raytown for dinner. And Josh, you said you're sitting at behind Diamond Club. Is that where you're at?
Yeah, right across from where, just down the way a little bit, maybe next to like the mother's room and first aid. That might be the best way to find me, Dan.
Okay, it depends what time I'll get down there. I'll try to find Jeff. So look forward to seeing you, Josh. If I have time, I'll come down and say hi. Take care of yourself.
Well, I hope you do. Hey, yeah, you do the same, Dan. Looking forward to seeing you, buddy. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to the text line from the 816. Hey, Vern, do these people that are looking at the standings, do they really have confidence in the Mariners and the Rays to hold on? Especially when you know those two teams are not going to add. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know if you can say that the Mariners won't add. To me, the Mariners are should be the most desperate team in the American League. I don't know necessarily what they need. I mean, they need Julio to start playing like a superstar. They need their pitching staff to get healthy. Man, if you would have said maybe some other teams that are in front of the Royals, I'd be with you. But the Mariners have, I think, a lot of what they need. And I think they should be desperate, so they should add. And the Rays are just a powerhouse, man. I don't know what you do about that squad. Honestly, it looks like two teams from the American League East are going to grab those top two American League wildcard spots, but we'll see. We'll see. I appreciate you listening. Text line is always there for you. Lauren using the text line. Lauren says, Vern, what did you think about the home plate umpire tonight? Home plate umpire Mike Easterbrook. Yeah, I mean, I thought Seth Lugo got ripped off, O'Neill Cruz in the second, Horowitz in the sixth. Yeah, there were a few. I think Irsay got ripped off on that Tommy Pham at bat. You know, am I being one-sided? I don't think so. I'm not normally a guy that's going, I wasn't even going to mention it until you bring it up. We'll see. I don't know what the scorecard was. Certainly the umpire is not the reason why Royals won, Pirates lost. But no, not a flawless night, but not an embarrassing night. We've seen plenty of embarrassing nights, and no, I don't. I mean, was there a... the catcher's interference, yeah, okay, you could throw that in there as well. You know, that seemed, I guess, fairly obvious. I don't know, man. I've never been an umpire. Nothing egregious. So as long as there's nothing egregious, you're fine in my book. Thanks for listening. Let's go to Colin in the Northland. Colin, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how we doing?
Great, man. What'd you think?
It was great. Brought me back to 10 years ago yesterday. I was at the K watching the Royals take on the Rays and saw Boxberger walked the bases loaded for Paulo Orlando to hit his second home run, walk-off grand slam on a 1-0 changeup. One of my favorite games I've ever been to as a Royals fan. Obviously, tonight wasn't a walk-off grand slam, but great for Nick Lofton. Great to see the boys in blue finally playing some ball. And I don't know what Matt from Houston's talking about, but all you got to do, just keep swimming, just keep winning. Let's go Royals.
Just keep sawing wood, right? I appreciate the phone call, Colin. I see my guy Andy from the 785. He writes in on the text line, Vern, sawing wood was Mark Mangino's slogan during the Todd Reesing years in Lawrence. Is that right? Okay. It's certainly a college football slogan, right? You know. But it works, right? Those cliches we all use in sports, they're cliches for a reason, because they work. They make sense. You know, how many times have you heard a Royals player say, be where your feet are? You hear it enough and it stops maybe resonating for you. But it's still something to live by. Right? Be where your feet are. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't fret about yesterday. Just be in the now, man. Live in the present. I sound like a hippie. Let's go back to the phone calls. We go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're on the postgame show. What's happening?
Nothing much, Vern. And yeah, congratulations to Jack Caglione on his first Kauffman Stadium bomb. You know, Nick Lofton has come along these past few days. And, you know, Seth Lugo being Seth Lugo. So just want to congratulate those three. And yeah, let's just bring out the booms tomorrow. And you mentioned the Mariners, and their biggest needs are first and third bases. They're like, OPS is like worst in the American League, or all of baseball, for first and third base. So yeah, let's just bring out the booms tomorrow, and let's go attack the Mets, because I know the Mets can get hot with Francisco Lindor, Juan Soto, and Brandon Nimmo. So let's just go sweep the Pirates tomorrow. Go Royals, Vern!
Garrett, you're my boy, man. I appreciate it. Garrett just loves baseball. My guy. Appreciate the phone call. Text line 913-586-7965. 913-586-7965. I just scrolled too far on the text line and saw someone talking trash to C-Dot from earlier. From the 913, Christian in Overland Park writes in, Vern, Nick Lofton's chin better look like your head every single day from here on out. That's pretty good. Yeah, we want Nick Lofton clean shaven. And thanks to my old man and my grandfather, my head is going to stay clean shaven as well. Text line from Rally Mantis. He hits us up, says that he missed a foul ball off of the bat of Vinny Pasquantino because he was on his phone. Rally Mantis, I think you're just trying to sound young. Did you get locked out of your phone? Is that why you were? Sarah was in the building tonight. She says that the Royals are back. Believe it. Oh, Sarah, I didn't see you. And you picked the right one. Picked the right one. Royals walk off victorious. They take care of the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-3, and now they, man, you're feeling good, right? This is going to remind you an awful lot of 2024. Just when you think you can't feel any better, you take a look at the next day's starting pitcher. And you see it's your all-star representative, Chris Bubich. He goes opposite fellow southpaw Bailey Falter. It's a 6:40 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30. I see Preston from St. Joe. Just got home from the game. Says, do I think the Royals should go and beat Byers? Do I think that Brian Reynolds is a good fit? It's not my money, so yeah, I want them to go beat Byers. Brian Reynolds, the player, is a good fit. I can't imagine that contract is a good fit, but I appreciate you listening, Preston. I got to get out of here. Emily, I see you on the text line as well. Here's your shout-out. Go, Emily! Nathan Williams, here's your shout-out. Thanks for a great job back at the studio. Hey, Royals, you did a great job, too.
Postgame show.
Onto the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.